You are tuned in to Studio22Live.tv. Studio22Live.tv podcast. Season 4. Welcome to Studio22Live.tv podcast, where we discuss valuable topics, interview amazing people, sharing their stories and valuable lessons learned to educate, impact, and empower lives across the world. Welcome back to Studio22Live.tv podcast. I'm your host, Fred Fitzgiles, and this is episode 54, and I'm so glad you guys are back with us today. Definitely hit us up at 610-466-5461 if you got any questions, comments. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you're doing something positive in your community, in the country, in your business, in your family, or you're just the type of person who's looking to be able to truly, truly share your story, because everybody has a story that can inspire some other people. This whole podcast, the purpose of this podcast is to inspire, is to motivate, is to educate, is to entertain, is to help you to be able to learn from other people who have been there, done it, who are trying to get it done, or whatever it is that they're trying to achieve in their life. And this week, I have a very, very special guest on the show. I keep saying special guest, but she's my co-host, she's my right hand, she's my left hand, she's my fiance. And I had to bring her on, guys. Why? Because I have a lot of entrepreneurs, I have a lot of friends in business, I have a lot of people who are just like, they really, really love social media and they want to grow their business and they want to build their business, but they don't have a clue as to what to do. And it's just so much. It's this training and that training and Facebook ads and Instagram and all this other kind of stuff. It's like, oh, what? It's just so much to learn. But how would you like to be able to hear from someone who is a marketing mentor in terms of marketing? Because my friends, they're looking to be able to market their business on social media. They're looking to be able to take their business to the next level. They want to make some more money and some income, and their traditional marketing methods aren't working. Or they're trying to switch and upgrade from traditional marketing like flyers back in the day and like TV spots and radio ads and, you know, being able to build their business. And just, of course, the greatest is word of mouth marketing, but there's another way to market your business or whatever you're doing in your community or your organization. There's another way, and that way is through social media. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's on social media. There's like 2 billion people on Facebook. But you can't figure out why nobody is buying from you. Your friends are not buying. Your family's not buying. You try to figure out how come I'm not a billionaire yet? How come I'm not a millionaire yet? You're trying to figure all this out, and you see a Facebook ad pop up, and this goes up, and then Instagram, and you hear all these different trainings, and like, what do you do? It's like so confusing. Well, how would you like to be unconfused? How would you like to be totally clear? How would you like to learn exactly how to market and maximize social media? Well, my guest on the show today, I have none other than the marketing mentor. She is an automation and marketing specialist, business coach and mentor, and podcast host at the Success Stalkers Network. None other than the influential and incredible, and I think she's a social media beast, Iona Garrett, coming up next on the Studio22Live.tv podcast.
So how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Oh yeah, I'm actually excited to have you on. It's been a while. I had you on last season. Mm-hmm. So now we got you back on this season.
Yes.
And I need help.
What do you need help with?
My show is tanking, and I need a co-host.
It's tanking.
It's tanking. You know, nobody knows about it. I got some great guests and great shows, but I need some creative help. And
okay, all
so
right.
So I want the show to, you know, and I'm almost coming up on 5 years next year, so I want to make sure that we time just to.
That's right, move 5 year anniversary.
Five year anniversary. Nice. So yeah, so we need to. We want to make sure we up level and start making things happen. So, I just appreciate you being on the show today.
You're very welcome. I'm excited to be here. I love everything that you're doing.
Thank you very much.
And I am honored to be on your show because I used to encourage you to start a show.
Yeah.
I thought you should start one. You know, I thought you should have had one a long time ago because you just, you have it. You got that it factor.
What is the it factor? What is that?
That je ne sais quoi.
Ooh, when it how comes you spell that one?
Media.
One. Is that right?
And all things studio production, you're good at that. You're good on camera. You're good behind the microphone. A lot of people don't know this about you, but I mean, not only can you talk behind the microphone, you can also rap behind the microphone.
Don't talk about
and
rap.
He can also dance in front of camera. So
you're gonna put my whole new edition thing out there, right?
Yes.
Oh my god.
So you are all things media, so it's only right that you have a show.
So I want to challenge you with something.
What's that?
It's been a while since Success Stalkers has been on the air.
It has been, I know, and I feel terrible about it.
Yeah, so what's the deal?
You know, I don't have an excuse. I don't have an excuse. And so y'all, I'm not going to give one. Right. I'm just going to restart the show.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean,
I'll say this. I'm not going to give an excuse, but I'll just say what I've been doing. I've been on a little hiatus. Studying, kind of decided to dive into a new area of business. Mm-hmm. I've always been an entrepreneur, probably since I was a teenager. A lot of people who know my story, and if you don't know the story, I won't go into it right now, but you can always go to Success Stalkers Radio to our first episode, and you can hear my story about my success journey. But the reason why I've been on a hiatus is, number one, I fell in love.
Oh, wow. I must be a lucky guy there. That's pretty cool.
I fell in love and, ooh, I think I just, like, forgot everything, y'all.
Oh, I'm going to tell you like Tina Turner. What's love got to do?
Well, baby, I didn't forget everything, right, but I kind of decided to just take some time for me because I'm always, you know, doing things for everybody else. And I said, you know what? I feel like I need a break. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot. So I decided to take some time for myself. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of taking that time, I believe that God opened up a door and opened up some new possibilities for me, mm-hmm. In the area of business. And I've been developing my coaching business. So I've been working with clients to help develop their business and help even people who just starting out, mm-hmm. Startup companies, and help them scale their business further. And along the way, I realized that a lot of my clients were struggling to get new customers, okay. or get new clients. And so I said, you know what? What is it that I'm missing? What can I do to help not only help them, you know, get the infrastructure, you know, in place, but to now attract people, right. to see that infrastructure. So I decided to dive into the whole realm of marketing, digital marketing, online marketing. Some people know it as that. Not traditional marketing that most people know for, like, say, newspaper, magazine, you know, TV, radio. I know a little bit about that, but this is more or less for online.
Okay.
And anyone who's in business, whether you have a mom and pop store on the corner, or whether you have a service that you provide coaching like myself, maybe you're just a business coach or a speaker and you need to attract more people. Maybe you need to get more gigs for speaking. So there's a way that, you know, I've learned to do this in a way that helps you target the right people,
right.
to target the right audience. Because what really concerns me is when I see a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, just kind of throwing their message out there to the world, but not anyone in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people think this doesn't work,
mm.
because if you just throw a message out there, you know, you can throw a blanket out there and just try to hope somebody jumps on it, or you cover someone and pull them back in and just see what you get. And that's kind of like, you know, what fishermen do, right? They
yeah,
go out, they cast the net.
Cast a big net.
And it is cast a big net and hope they get, you know, what they're looking for.
Yeah, I found myself doing that a lot over the years when I started Studio 22 with my brother. I found, you know, I didn't really have any business background, didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, I'm just on the media side. I'm just, I know what to do, you know, behind the lens. I know what to do on the computer. And,
right.
But just to make a decision to start a company, an entertainment company, you know, marketing, the term marketing never came up.
Right. For most people, it doesn't.
Never came up.
It, for most people, it doesn't. Even those who go to school to learn about marketing, times have changed so much because even the traditional ways, of, like the basics are still there for marketing, you know, to attract a specific, you know, group of people or audience. But it's because of the world we're in today with social media, the game has changed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it has changed tremendously that even big box brands and big corporations, they weren't even ready for it. They were so used to just advertising traditionally, like on TV and radio. And they still can have success doing that. But if you think about it, if you walk outside of your door, when you're driving in the car, if you're catching a bus, if you're on a plane, a train, any type of automobile, hopefully not anybody like riding a bike or motorcycle, but
you may most, find them on those too.
Most people have their devices in their hands.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because they're online, mm-hmm. right? So if you know that's where everyone is, that means you need to have your business there as well.
Yeah.
And you need to be in front of those people who are looking at their screen.
Yep.
So what I've learned over the last couple of years that I, you know, while I was taking a break from Success Stalkers is I was honing my skills. I was getting my skills set up, learning how to market online so that I can help my clients.
Wow. What have you learned?
Oh gosh, where would I even begin?
From the beginning.
I'll tell you this without making this too long or too lengthy. I'll tell you this. What I have learned is allowing me to help my clients do a few things strategically, and I'll share with you, you know, those things. And that is to target the right people for their industry, mm-hmm. for their specific industry. A lot of times when you go out on social media and you just make, you know, a post or you share something, a share a product, you pretty much throw it out there and just hope somebody likes it, hope somebody that somebody is interested in it, right? Well, you can do that, but it's really a waste of time. It truly is a waste of time.
Where there's a lot of people wasting of a lot time. Of time, and though, because I'm
let
one
me tell
of
you,
them. I did that, too.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. And it is. And as you've learned, as I've been sharing with you, what you've been learning is there are so many facets to these platforms like Facebook and Instagram, YouTube, that behind the scenes, people don't even know that you can even, some things that you can do would just blow your mind to find that actual specific person who's already looking for you. They just don't know how to find you yet. So you don't, traditional, most times you think, well, if I have this great product, people should just come to me. But that's not how it works.
I thought that. I got the best product in the world. Nobody could do it like me.
Right.
My product is this is A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Mm-hmm. And that didn't matter.
Right. That's what most people do. Most people think that way. They think, oh, I have the best. I make the best cakes. You know, I'm the best producer. You know, I do this well. And that's great. But it doesn't work like that in today's world of marketing. You cannot wait for someone to come to you. You have to go to them. And in other words, you have to bring them to you in a very strategic way. So what I do with my clients is we help them figure out who that audience is, even help them with their messaging to make sure they're speaking to the right people and that they have the right message out there. And when I say message, I mean branding,
right.
The right branded message, not just a logo.
Right.
Because most people think brand, they think logo.
Yeah, I got my logo. I'm done. You're like, I get my logo.
That's just a slither of the part of, you know, about branding. So there's a lot more to branding than just having a beautiful logo. So we work on that. Of course, the aesthetics. So yeah, we do focus on your logo. We focus on colors. We focus on your message. We focus on, you know, your presentation, how you deliver that message. But more importantly, once you have all that in place, you got to be able to give it to the right people, right? So we know how to find them online.
Well, but everybody's not. Somebody would argue everybody's not online. But is that true or false?
That's
2 billion people on Facebook.
That's a yes and a no.
Okay.
Everybody is online, and everybody's not online. And I'll say this: the majority of people in this world now. It's on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true.
If you and if they're not on Facebook, you probably don't need them as a client or a customer.
That's tough. We gotta watch that. If you're saying if they're not on Facebook, then you don't need them as a customer.
You probably don't need them. Maybe you want them.
Yeah, you probably don't need them
as a customer, but you don't necessarily need them as a customer because there's so many people online already who are looking for you.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. You don't need the ones that you don't need.
Right.
That's a good perspective. I didn't think about it like that. Mm-hmm. And I do recognize that you don't need everybody.
No, you don't need everybody. You just need the right somebody.
That's one thing I learned. Right. I learned that, it's like no matter what you do, if one thing I'm learning about marketing that you taught me. That, I'm not into the branding. I would get somebody to do it. I'll find a graphic artist. I'll find somebody that's good at it. But I'll get them to do it without understanding the art, right? I know if I'm doing a production or I'm doing a training or I'm doing something that's dealing with computers, I have a specific. I remember one guy told me I was videotaping one time and he was telling me, he was watching me, how meticulous yes. you were, and making sure that the lighting was right and the sound was right and how you had not just one, I was very meticulous about that. In the same way that I'm about my crafts, or whatever it is that I do, marketing has the same level of levels of skill and craft that's required.
Right.
But I think you got to be do you have to be a creative person to be a great marketer?
No, you do not have to be a creative person, but you do have to be open to learn a new skill.
Right.
And it doesn't mean you have to be creative, but initially.
Right.
But as you up-level your skills in marketing, it's amazing how much more creative you become.
Yeah, interesting.
Along the way. And if I can, I want to share a quick story.
I love stories. Stories are wonderful. Don't you guys love stories? I know.
When I used to own a boutique a couple years ago. This is in relation to marketing and traditional marketing. Well, of course, when I opened my store, I mean, it was like everybody was coming into the store wanting me to advertise, whether it was in the newspaper, the telephone book. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm really dating myself,
right? The telephone book.
I saw
one in the trade station recently.
So the telephone book and radio. So I had people walking in wanting to sell me spots. And let me tell you, I actually bought a spot on the radio.
How much was it? Let me tell you how that went.
Woof. So you can see the difference now, how it's different today. Mm-hmm. Well, on the radio, when you basically purchase an ad, in this particular station, they had, probably 300,000 listeners, right? So you're thinking, oh my God, you're gonna play my ad in front of 300,000 people, right?
Right.
Well, here's the gotcha clause in there because—
Gotcha.
Here's the gotcha. The thing is, they'll say 300 listeners, but you do know that those 300,000 plus listeners are not all listening at the same time.
Of course not. Yeah,
right?
I understand.
So they'll tell you, well, here are our peak times. So we're going to play your ad. We're going to run your ad at this time, and that time because it's peak times. So early in the morning when people are on their way to work. In the late in the afternoon when people are on their way home from work. Mm-hmm. And then maybe possibly like in the evening before they go to bed, right?
Right.
So those are three times they promised to play my ad, run my ad. So that was for 1 week. So for 1 week, I purchased an ad for $1,700.
Woo-wee!
$1,700.
Wow. On a radio.
On a radio. And that gave me 21 spots.
What's a spot? What do you mean?
7 days, 3 times a day.
So it would play your, was it the audio?
They would run my ad. They basically, I gave them something to, what to say.
Okay.
And that would be the person on the radio basically would read my ad.
In their voice.
In their voice. For my store.
I got it. Okay.
To get people to come into the store. And I had a couple promotions to get people in to come to the store. $1,700. And, but here's the gotcha in there. Let me tell you. If I'm putting an ad out there and it's basically any listener, this was not, say, necessarily a country, station or a rock station. It was kind of soft, a little bit of light rock type station. But the thing is, a lot of people who listen to the radio aren't always interested in your ad. Think about your own behavior when you listen to the radio and a commercial comes on. What do you do?
I change the channel to
the next song, right? And why do you change the channel?
Because I'm not interested. No, I don't want to hear no ads.
Right, especially if it doesn't relate to you. Yeah.
Unless it was an ad about media, I would probably listen at least for the first 10 seconds.
Right, but if it's a
beauty ad, I'm not.
If it's
listening.
Something to do with first of all, and if you're a guy who shaves his head,
right,
and you don't go to the salon and get your hair done or go to the barber,
I wouldn't listen to a Head and Shoulders commercial, right?
Right, so you would be like, oh, I don't need this, so you turn it off, right? Yeah. So. That's exactly what people still do. So it's effective to a point to still have ads on the radio, but it's not as effective when you strategically find people, a group of people who actually want what you are obviously selling.
Yeah.
So what we have learned to do, what I've learned to do, is to go online where everyone is and find these people who are in. So if I have a client who is a yoga teacher, I can help her find people who are in yoga groups.
Right.
I can help her find people who are within, say, 15, 30, 50 miles of her locally.
Wow.
Who are looking for anyone who's teaching yoga. Mm. And because those people, you'd be surprised the things that you can find out about a person, because Facebook, Instagram, Google, of course, everybody knows this.
We gave the information for free.
We have given our information to all of these platforms, so they know everything about us.
They know everything about us.
So they know how to sell to us, right? It's very easy for an advertiser to come to
Facebook.
Right. They'll come to Facebook and say, hey, I need you to find me someone who loves chocolate cake filled with strawberry icing.
Wow.
Right?
That deep.
That deep. Wow. And so they can actually go... And in their database, and that there's a algorithm that Facebook has, that they can go in and see all the people who have liked chocolate cakes, and I know it sounds a little silly, but if you have liked the chocolate cake in the past, that ad might show up in front of you.
Now let me stop you for a second. You saying if I like chocolate cake, I just happened, somebody post, maybe they were at Applebee's or something, right? And they were eating chocolate cake, and they said, oh, look at this chocolate cake. Now, they get us, taking pictures of food and stuff like that. So if I happen to post a picture of a chocolate cake because I think it's good, I want to post it on Facebook or Instagram, I put my picture on there, somebody likes it, then it reports back to this algorithm, is that what you talked about?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit deeper.
It's report?
Right, well, you would have to actually put some words in there, some copy. If you said something like, hey, y'all check out this chocolate cake. Oh my God, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So now this algorithm knows that you like chocolate cake. If someone goes and comments on that, oh my God, that cake looks amazing. That chocolate cake is amazing. Well, now the algorithm knows that, oh, you like chocolate cake too. Let me put you in this category.
So let me just, for the people who don't know what an algorithm is. So it seems like the algorithm, because I've been hearing about it, it is a computer-generated...
Artificial
intelligence that monitors...
Our behaviors
on social media.
Right.
All from the likes to the comments to the post to the pictures.
Anything that you do,
right,
share, say on social media, even on Google.
Yeah.
Even on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's you're constantly, anytime you, first of all, you have to understand something. Anytime you go to these platforms, you have opted in.
Yeah.
You opt in. If you decide to play on their turf,
yeah,
play on their particular playground,
yeah,
you have to look at it like Facebook is a playground.
Well, opted in for the listeners means you've given them permission. Yes,
I was getting
from
to
the
that.
Time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
So if you opt in, which means you decide to, remember the little, you probably didn't read that fine print when you first signed up for an account on Facebook.
No, who reads fine
Nobody
print anymore?
Nobody reads it. So when you decided to open up or start that account on Facebook, there was a little box at the bottom that said that this platform belongs to us, and anything that you provide on this platform is ours. It belongs to us. We own it.
So they said, oh, well, I don't care. I want a Facebook page because my friends are on there, and we're going to go on there, and we're going to share our pictures and talk about our family. Yeah, you can, right. You can have my pictures. I don't care. It doesn't matter. And we just haphazardly gave all of our information since 2006. Mm-hmm. It is now 2018, mm-hmm, and they have all the information. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we get older, mm-hmm, we forget. Social media, mm-hmm, is like an elephant.
That's right.
Never forgets.
It never forgets. And you and I, we just recently got engaged.
Yes, we did. Yay. Yeah, woohoo.
And for those out there who know, there are companies out there like wedding companies like The Knot.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, since we've been engaged,
yeah, true,
now all of these wedding event planners and companies that, you know, make things for weddings.
Yep.
Now I've been seeing those ads in front of me. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they know we're engaged. And how do they know that? Because Facebook told them.
No. We selected relationship status.
Right. We changed our status to engaged.
We changed from complicated.
No, y'all don't believe that, because it was never, ever.
No, I'm just messing with you.
So, on Facebook, it's complicated because I don't do complicated.
I'm just messing with you, baby.
No,
we changed it to engage, and they saw that. They, mm-hmm, they report that to the artificial intelligence to say, hey, these people just got engaged. Mm-hmm. If you got any advertisers looking for that are looking for customers, mm-hmm, to advertise to on the right side, whether it's wedding video, cake, these guys just got engaged.
Anything related to basically all things weddings, whether that's honeymoons.
Yeah.
So now vacations start popping up.
Yeah.
All these different companies. And you look, let's just say this. If you look in your news feed, your timeline on your news feed on your Facebook page, or even Instagram, isn't it funny how you look at some of those sponsored ads and you're like, wow, oh yeah, I like that. It's because they have already.
They know you like it.
They already know you like it. That's why you even see it. Yeah. I mean, that's why you're looking at it. Well, because
the thing is, like last night, mm-hmm, you were you just happened. A thought came to mind. This is the amazing thing about technology that just bugs me out. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm already impressed with it and all that. But you know, technology literally allows us to manifest a thought.
Yes.
It used to be, we have a thought about something. You know what? We haven't been to the mall lately. Let's go to the mall because I was thinking about looking at the Apple computers, mm-hmm, right? That thought comes to mind. And typically, you know, 20 years ago, you would just say, "Hey, let's go hang out at the mall." We post that thought or Twitter. Hey, I haven't been to the mall in a while. Right. I think I might go to the mall, you know, Thursday night. That goes into the algorithm.
Right.
And they're expecting you. So while you're on your way, because of GPS, mm-hmm, while you're on your way to the mall Thursday night, starting in the morning, you'll start getting posts.
Yes.
In your feed.
Yes.
On your page. Because about the stores that are at the mall that just happen to have a sale.
Right.
Before you get to the mall, while you're on your way, you get dings and all kind of things about restaurants that have sales on donuts and, mm-hmm, stuff like that while you're on the way to the mall.
Because you're probably hungry.
Free coffee. Hey, you're on your way to the mall. We already know this.
Right.
So, you know, that it's scary.
It is scary.
It is.
And just to kind of touch back on the targeting that we've been talking about, there's something else that, you know, you and I learned about retargeting.
Mm-hmm. True.
And I'll just ask you guys this. Have you ever been online and you went to a website? And let's say you maybe saw something you were interested in, but you just weren't ready to buy today. Maybe you went to Amazon. Maybe you went to some website and you weren't ready to buy that particular product. And then you happen, say 30 minutes or an hour later, you find yourself on Facebook scrolling, looking at, you know, family and friends videos and pictures. And all of a sudden, you start scrolling into your newsfeed. And what do you see? That same product that you were looking at about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wait a minute, are they following me? How did that pop up? It's called retargeting.
Stalkers.
Yes.
Stalkers,
right?
Stalkers.
It's called retargeting, and wow, it's totally legal.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you go to a person's website, you basically leave your footprint.
Wow.
On their website. So now there's something that, you know, Facebook has. It's called a Facebook pixel, which allows advertisers to take that Facebook pixel, put on their website, and anyone who comes to that website, they leave their footprint, and now I can find you, whether you're on Twitter,
you know,
Instagram,
wow,
or Facebook, and I can try to, you know, come back to you and say, hey, you didn't buy that pair of shoes. You sure you didn't want that?
Yeah.
So basically, they kind of put it back in front of you, so they retarget you. So that's how it works. So all of those little things I teach my clients, and I'm just kind of skimming.
Oh, you haven't even.
I haven't even scratched
scratch. No, forget about it. Yeah, you would be overnight.
When it comes
yeah
to marketing. So
absolutely. Wow.
I love it. I really, really love this because, you know, what really frustrates me is I'm just so tired of seeing entrepreneurs struggle.
Yeah.
You know, struggling yeah to get customers, struggling mm-hmm to get leads. And then what we do also, once we get leads, I help my clients convert those people from just looking to buyers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's.
So let me ask you a question because mm-hmm I know that's the end result. Talk to the listeners who are entrepreneurs who can't figure out why, when they post on their personal page, none of their friends buy their product.
You sure you want me to go there?
I do want you to go there, please. I'm trying to add value to everybody's listening on the show. Studio22Live.tv, live here with the marketing mentor, my baby, Iona Garrett.
That's
and
me. Soon to be Fitzgerald.
Soon to be Fitzgerald. Absolutely. Woo, woo. We'll send you the guest list. So everybody, I was one of them. So talk to them about who sees what's on their personal page,
okay,
and why they can't get their friends and family members to buy from them.
Right. Okay. So if you think about, I want you to think about Facebook like this. I want you to think about a blank piece of paper. Draw a line in the middle. On one side, you have personal, right? Write personal at the top. On the other side, write business on the other side.
Hold on, stop, y'all. Did you get your paper? Get your paper. She really wants you to do this.
Right.
This is going to be good for you guys. I'm setting you up.
So on one side, on the personal side, I want you to know that. Well, first of all, Facebook only has two facets to it, pretty much. You have people who are on there for their personal lives, just to share with family and friends, to catch up with old, you know, college buddies and people from high school, you know. So that's on the personal side. Then you have the advertisement side, the business side of Facebook. And on that side of the business of Facebook is people who are seeking and looking for buyers. So if you're on Facebook, you're on there to do either one of those two things, or you're there to do both, right?
Right.
Those who are there to just on the personal side, they really don't care that you have a business. They're there to share their kids' birthday parties. they're on there to talk up, to share their vacation photos.
Right. It's about
and
them.
It's
about you.
Them. It's like, oh, so they see that you're wanting to share that. Oh yeah, I just started this new business.
Yeah.
Oh, buy my new skin cream. You know, and it's great. And your family and friends, because they love you, they'll like your post, mm-hmm. and they'll say, oh, that's nice. But they won't buy from you because they're not interested in buying on Facebook from you. They actually came there because they want to share their pictures with you.
They want to see your picture.
And they want to see
and
your pictures.
And they're trolling. They be nosy.
And of course, that is not every single person on Facebook. But keep in mind, the majority of your family and friends who are on your list on Facebook, they're only there to be your friend. That's why they became your friend on Facebook. So you can't get frustrated when they don't buy from you. So if you want to actually sell your products online, sell your services online, then you have to realize you are in business now, and you have to invest in yourself and invest in your business. And so saying that, having said that, that means you have to pay to play.
Mm-hmm. If you gotta play,
you have to pay in order to play on the playground, mm-hmm. in order to get the benefits that all the other advertisers are getting. And so that means you have to learn how to do Facebook ads, mm-hmm. right? So that you can learn how to put your product and your service in front of the right targeted people who are actually on Facebook, who are just, say, on there for just, you know, social, because it is a social platform. And here's the thing. A lot of people do buy things on social media while they're being social, but it's only while they're being social. They may watch a cat video or something, but then after that cat video is over, an advertisement comes up in their news feed of something that they really, really wanted or liked. So they may say, oh, you know what, I'll go ahead and get that. But just keep in mind, people are not coming to Facebook to look for your products. You're going to sell your products to them while they're on there doing other things.
Mm. Wow.
And they're not going to be most of the people that you know. It's going to be people that you've never met before.
Never met before. I've learned that. That's the one biggest thing I learned, is that most, and I mean, I have tons of friends, very successful. They've told me the same thing. You know, you can't get frustrated no matter what business you're in. When, you know, of course, when you open a restaurant, you tell your friends about it. You know, you open up a network marketing business, they teach you, friends, family, neighbors, and you open up a store, mm-hmm. you're targeting people that you know, because right. that's your warm market. Right. I totally get that. Right. But to me, that is a curious thing. Mm-hmm. Those mm-hmm. people, friends and family, they love you, they respect you, right. they don't want you to hurt yourself. They don't want you to get involved in a scam. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they're curious.
They're trying to protect you. They think they're protecting
to protect you. Yeah, they're curious,
right.
but they're not serious. The serious
I love
people,
that. That's good.
You know, I believe the serious people, the cream will rise to the top if you tell them what you're doing.
Right.
If you get out of the house, mm-hmm. if you network, right. you know. And to all my listeners who are home-based business people, I'm saying this. As a home-based business owner myself, I learned this from the top of the best of the best. Even though you're in a home-based business, it's not a home-bound business.
That's good. That's true. Doesn't mean you have to be at
you,
home.
You don't got to be at home.
Time.
It just means that you're right. you're legally
your headquarters
is at your home, but you still have to get out.
Right, right.
Get out of the house to build right, your business
right.
because 95% of your business and your success is going to come from people you don't even
absolutely,
know.
Absolutely.
I've learned that.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. And you know, of course, there are some times you'll find that there are a couple family, maybe friends, that may support you.
Your mama help you.
You know, your mom might help you, your cousin, Lulu, you know. But
your brother and sister right. gonna run from you for years.
Right, but just keep in mind, don't base your success, your business success, on your friends and family. Your friends and family love you, they care about you, they want to be your friend on Facebook. They're not on Facebook to buy from you. They're there to be your friend. And if they happen to see something that you share that they like or they're interested in, maybe perhaps they'll buy it. But it's only going to be maybe 1% to 2% of that. And you cannot base your business, you can't build a business on 1% to 2% of buyers. So you got to learn how to advertise in the right places. So on social media.
And your friends, I mean, you keep saying social media like there's no other ways. Is there another way?
There are other ways, of course. Like I said, there are still traditional ways that you can go to networking and you can go to networking groups. And let's just even say this. You have to still be strategic even when you go to networking groups. Because not all networking groups are created equal. And a lot of people, you know, go to networking groups just to say that they went, but they're not really there to do business.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're a serious business owner, like you're there, you're not there just to go, you know, hobnob or just be friends or meet, just to socialize or have like you kind of treating it like it's an outing or a date or something.
Yeah.
And of course you need that. We all need to relax and unwind and, you know, make new connections and friendships. But if you're in business, your number one job is to do what? It's to turn a profit.
Turn a profit.
So you need to make sure that you're putting yourself in target rich environments. And again, I keep using the word target because that's the way successful companies, you know, why Apple is so successful.
Yeah.
They know how to target well. They know how to target the right people to purchase their products. So it's just a matter of learning. It's a new skill set. You know, it can be learned. Nobody knows this right up front, right off the bat when you start a business, but it can be learned.
Yeah.
And it's not cheap.
No.
You have to realize that you are going to have to, you know, put a few dollars in, you know, in the basket so that you can learn and learn from someone else. You know, you can't, if you think about it, we went to school to learn from our teachers. On our job, we learn from our supervisors, and they bring in trainers to teach us certain things, right, that we don't know. Well, this is a new skill. And if you don't know it, then that means somebody's got to teach it to you. And that means that, and that's valuable because learning a new skill is going to help you do what? Make more money in your business. So you have to invest in your business by getting a mentor, getting a coach to help you learn the skill set.
And if you're gonna learn something, would you agree that they have to be teachable?
Yes, definitely. They have to be teachable and coachable.
And what does that mean when you hear teachable and coachable? What do you mean I'm not teachable? What do you mean I'm not coachable? I'm listening.
Well, some people listen, but they don't really hear.
Right. Okay.
Right. That just simply means they're not open. They're not investing in themselves, because when you become an uncoachable person, you have just stopped investing in your own self.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about let's relate it to sports.
You have
a coach, right?
Why
do we have coaches in football? Why do we have coaches in basketball? I mean, I never played sports, but I understand the game.
Well, I mean, you have a coach so they can basically bring out the game that is in you, but also give you structure and hold you accountable so that you can be the best, so they can utilize you on the team.
And they also do what? They give you the play.
Yep.
They come up with plays and they give you the play and they tell you go run this particular play, right?
Right.
So that's what a coach does. That's what I do for my clients. I give my clients the play.
So
they can run the play.
Right, right.
And if they get stuck while running the play, they come back to me and say, "Coach, I'm stuck. I don't know what you mean by do this. Do I go this way? Do I go that way?" So that's why you need a coach who's already done it before, who's had success before, so that they can help you.
What has been your most prized possession? You've been in business how long again?
You know, I need to, well, do I have to tell my age?
Yeah, you do. I'm gonna tell it.
Well, I'll be 47 next month.
Woo-woo!
And I would have to say, I first got my taste of entrepreneurship when I was 14, but I didn't necessarily have a business until I turned 26.
So you still have 10 years of that desire, that, you know, that, because I didn't have that. I mean, I'm a corporate America guy. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even think about business until I was in my 30s. You know, I think my biggest thing was I recognized that even though I was making great money, right, I recognized that years are going to go by. And when my thing was, when you retire, then what? Mm-hmm. And my other thing was, God forbid something happens, how am I going to take care and provide for my family if I have one source of income?
Right.
Right? That was the biggest thing for me. So it was like I had to understand and be open to learn, but it's a whole different world out here.
It
you know?
Truly is.
Entrepreneurship, I thought I was an entrepreneur before. No, I wasn't an entrepreneur.
It truly is. And
I had to learn business, and I got a whole new respect for entrepreneurs and business owners and what they have to go through that don't have a safety net.
Right. You know, listen, I got it. Having this conversation with you right now is, you know, I'm actually thinking, you know what, I'm going to go put together a timeline, you know, from the time that I started when I was 14 up until now, all the things that I've done, because I have been in a lot of different industries. Yeah. I've owned businesses that were actually brick and mortar businesses as well as online businesses. So, I'm really excited to say that I have learned a lot. I don't know everything, but I do know a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And that's really mostly because of trial and error, mostly error.
Yep.
Because I had to fail.
That's right.
My
fail
way
forward.
To success.
That's right. Yes. Failure is part of the process. Right. That's a tip. Failure is part of the process.
And I've had many outstanding mentors coaches along the way. I've invested into myself. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I, we were talking a couple months ago, talking about how much we've invested into ourselves over the last several years.
I mean, my goodness.
We're talking
thousands, probably
$20,000 as of right now within the last 10 years.
Yeah. And then,
probably less than that.
And then the funny thing is, it's not just people say, oh my God, what do you mean invest in yourself? Explain to them what that actually means, that you invest in yourself.
You're investing in, well, I believe you're investing into your future. Mm. Because if you're in business, if you're not willing to at least say, you know what, I see value in what you're going to give to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to, because you have a certain skill set that I don't yet have, and I need to learn it, and that's valuable to me. So because of your value that you have, I know that you studied this. Mm-hmm. You've learned it. You've earned this position in your life. So I'm going to invest in my future and learn from you. Mm-hmm. So I'm willing to pay you because I need to learn this skill.
Wow.
That's investing in yourself and investing in your business.
Yeah. Everybody who does that always seems to, once they get that, I think that's when the light bulb turns on.
You're absolutely right. And the people who don't invest in themselves, they struggle for years and years and years. And I know this to be true because I did.
Right.
I was being cheap and I wanted to figure everything out on my own. I said, you know what? I'll do that myself. I'll look it up. I'll do the research myself. Mm-hmm. There are some things, yes, you can do some research on, but you can only do that for so long. Mm-hmm. You cannot run a successful business or build a successful business by yourself.
No.
You just cannot do it. And for those who think they can, will soon find and learn that you can't.
They'll find out. And guess what? We'll wait. Because we had to.
We had to learn too.
I learned the hard way.
Oh yeah. Like, so you asked me a question. What has been my most prized?
Yeah. Prized possession as far as business or most, you know, like one of your greatest
accomplishments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Besides me, but anyways.
Well, you're not business, don't you?
That's right. Well, I don't know. Getting married is a business, ain't it? But anyway.
Kind of sort of, right?
edit.
I have so many accomplishments that I've recently been proud of. But to be honest with you, I would have to say I've done a lot of things, and I'm proud of a lot of things I've done. But the most, I'd have to say I'm most proud of my clients.
That's huge. That is huge.
My clients. I'm
that's
really
why I love you though, because you're always about the other person. Most people would say, oh, my car, my house, you know, my golf course, my laptop, blah, blah. Oh yeah, I you,
those things fade away.
Yeah, but you just came right out. I would have to say my clients. That's what I'm trying to learn. To, you know, if you know the old, it's old Zig Ziglar. Mm-hmm. If you help more people get what they want,
if you help enough people get what they want,
right,
you will ultimately get what you want.
And you have a big heart for people, so tell me about your super clients.
I've been so blessed to have, you're right, super clients, because they have committed to being to invest in themselves and committed to their committed themselves to growing a great business. Mm-hmm. And saying that is, there's three right now that I'm thinking about that immediately comes to mind. Mm-hmm. One who has been a nurse for many years that decided to step out and start her own business. And I won't name the business right now, but she was able to, after working with her, she was able to leave her job as a nurse and start her business. And I'm really proud of that because, she loves working with people. She loves helping patients, but she was able to still take her same profession and do it on her own.
Right.
And in a way that she could help a lot more people than just, a few on her job. And so, that's one client. And I have another client who just had an idea in her head and went from just an idea of, and this is a yoga instructor, yoga teacher, who's also a principal of a school, never ever dreamed about owning a business, never even saw herself in business, but she loved yoga. Mm-hmm. And then she decided to get certified mm-hmm. in yoga.
Wow.
And but she still at that time did not have a business, did not know how to run a business. She knew that I was in business and reached out to me. Someone I went to school with reached out to me to ask, should I go back to college to pick up some classes in business? Because I don't know if I should what to do. I don't know what direction to go in.
Right.
She said, I just got certified as a yoga instructor and I feel like I just feel so lost and clueless really on what to do next. And so I told her this. I would never ever tell anyone not to go to school, not to go to college. I said, you can certainly go back to college for business management or marketing, but just keep this in mind. When you go to school for business, if it's not an entrepreneurial class per se, you're basically going to learn how to run someone else's business. It's going to teach you how to maybe work in a corporation for a company.
Right.
It won't necessarily teach you how to start up your own company.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Business management, when people say, I'm going to school for business management, you're going to school for business management. You're going to learn how to manage someone else's business. And yes, someday your own. But if you want to learn how to start your own business, you need to find someone or a professor even who has actually owned a business.
Mm-hmm.
Because most professors, believe it or not, they've never owned a business.
Wait a minute. Wait. Stop for a second. What do you mean most professors in a college, mm-hmm. accredited college,
mm-hmm.
are teaching a business course
mm-hmm.
that they've never even had a business license or LLC?
I said most. Yes,
most.
It's true.
Wow.
Most business college professors who are teaching business management, mm-hmm. they're teaching from a textbook.
Wow.
Most of them have never owned a business.
I've actually heard Richard Branson say that. I've heard Steve Jobs say that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it blew me away, because I think the listeners need to understand that it's incredible, because it's like, how can you teach me something? One of my things I always say, I can't teach you something I don't know. How can you teach something that you don't?
Well, they can't. They can teach you out of the book. They can teach you, textbook. They can teach you what someone has, basically put in that, that curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
So you can learn from the textbook and from the book, and hopefully, and I know that there are great things in those textbooks, right, that you can learn and apply.
There's nothing
on
like
the job,
school
but
of hard enough.
There's nothing like learning from someone who's actually done it.
Done it, yeah, absolutely.
And so that is why I believe I have success, and I've been having so much success with my clients, is because, I didn't go to school for this. To be honest, I won't say I accidentally became an entrepreneur, but, I just started following a lot of my passions.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, I started opening up businesses. I started failing at business. I didn't know what I was doing. And finally, I got smart enough to go and hire someone to help me straighten out my life.
Right.
And straighten out all my passions so that I can get on right track.
Right.
And so having done that, I've been able to gain some experience.
Nice.
And now I can look back and say, you don't want to do that. So if I see you kind of like getting ready to run into this brick wall, I'm going to say, nope, you don't want to do that. I've done that before.
Mm.
Let's do it this
Ouch,
way.
And it hurts.
It hurts bad. Yes, it hurts.
So we have next year we have another crop of college kids graduating, another crop of young high school students graduating next year. They want to start a business. What kind of advice would you give them starting out?
You're saying that wanting to go to college, you're saying?
No, high school students that want to start a business.
That want to start a business.
Not even going to college. It's like the ones that do go to college, if they have graduated and they want to start a business, what would you say to them? And stepping back, high school students, right? Whether when they're in that decision whether I'm going to go to college or not, they want to start a business. Well, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would say, of course, like I said before, I would never tell anyone not to go to college.
Right.
So I would say if you're going to go to college and if you want to start a business, because so many people are beginning to understand that you need something besides just a regular job, a lot of universities and colleges now are starting to add those classes to their curriculum now. Mm-hmm. So now, as a long time ago, you couldn't find an entrepreneurial class.
No.
Right?
Of course.
Now they'll even bring in someone like me to a university to come and teach a few classes. Even though I may not have necessarily a degree in business management,
right,
but because I have experience, they'll bring me in to teach a class.
Yeah.
So I would say anyone who's looking to, when you graduate high school and you're thinking about starting a business, and if you want to go to college, check out the curriculum. Make sure that, you know, it's a university or a trade school or a college that can provide you what you're looking for. And also, I would say, also look for a business coach.
Right.
You know, and whatever industry that you think that you want to be in, if you think that you want to start your own bakery, then go to some bakeries and just start interviewing. Interview the owner. See if you can get a time to maybe have coffee or just go talk to the owner for a few minutes and see would they be willing to mentor you.
Wow.
You know, so that in itself is worth so much more than you can even imagine. You know, you can go to college and pay thousands upon tens of thousands of dollars.
Sure.
And graduate from college and still may not have that mentoring that you could get by going directly to someone in your industry that you want to be in to learn from them.
I was on this website, so Crimson Education. Mm-hmm. I want to share this with the listeners. 6 tips to help you start a business in high school.
Okay.
All right.
I love it.
First one is, number one is know you'll make mistakes and learn from them.
Yes.
Just talked about that. Number two, work on something that you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. Number three, the idea, aim to fix a problem.
Yes.
And fulfill a desire.
That's right.
Because you always talk about that. What is that thing that you say about problems? How there's niches and voids and if you...
When you find...
What is that thing you say?
When you find... If you can fill a void in the marketplace, you can get rich.
You can get rich. Wow. Something that doesn't exist.
Right. If you can fill a void. So that means when you have a void in your life, there's pain. Mm-hmm. Most times, if you're in lack of something, if there's a void of something, there's pain. So if you can go and fill that void for that person, solve that problem, you can be a very wealthy person.
That's it. Number four is Kickstarter. I guess now it would be GoFundMe. Get some of that funding, because people are always looking to fund you. Mm-hmm. And there's different options there. Five is take time to actively develop your entrepreneurial skills.
Yes.
Number five. Number six, work,
and more work.
So it's not so
smart work.
It wouldn't work for a lazy person.
Absolutely not. No, definitely not. A lazy person just needs to stick with their job and be led by their boss.
Right.
Because you know, when you go to your job, you don't have to think. When you really think about it, when you go to a job, you don't have to be that creative.
Yeah.
Because they've already got a plan for you. You just have to basically plug into their plan and
go do it.
When you are an entrepreneur, you have to come up with the plan. You have to design the plan. You have to create it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for the most part, unless you're in like a network marketing company, which is I definitely endorse. You know, great network marketing companies.
Absolutely.
They already have a plan in place too, but they still allow you to have your own business inside of their business.
Yeah.
So, and that's something we can get into another time, but I would definitely say anyone looking to start a business, do your homework.
Do your homework.
Do your due diligence. Don't just jump in haphazardly. If I can say anything that would be of value to you, is to find someone in your industry, your desired industry, and be very, very nice to them and ask them if they would help you. Ask them if they would mentor you.
Find out what kind of coffee and donuts they like and hook them up.
Buy them some lunch.
Yes, it.
Buy them coffee. Hey, if they can't leave their office, bring them coffee.
Bring them coffee.
Bring them donuts.
Man. Woo, you got to be a nice person to do that.
You got to be a nice person to do that. But you know what? You'd be surprised that there are so many people out there willing to help you.
Yep.
But you just have to ask.
You got to ask. You got to open your mouth. You got
to
ask.
You just have to ask.
You got to seek. And you got to knock.
Step out. Be courageous.
Step out on faith, y'all. Y'all, and you can do it. You've heard it first from Iona Garrett here on the Studio22Live.tv podcast. We are back. She is the queen, I believe, the queen of marketing.
So kind.
She has huge influence. She has that it, but I'm hoping you guys learned something today and got something to talk, you know, about marketing, about social media, and maybe we'll come back and maybe finally do a podcast on what those social media acronyms are.
Absolutely, I'd love those things.
LOL, SMH.
That would be fun.
We have to bring the kids on for that,
yes.
though.
Oh, yeah. They would have to help us out with that.
Yeah, definitely.
But if anyone wants to, you know, has any questions or need, you know, help of any kind, you know, I also offer complimentary, and that does mean free, complimentary
free for a minute
strategy session, you know,
okay.
For a few minutes, like, I'll be more than willing to give you, you know, 15 to 20 minutes of my time to try to help you and just at least guide you or lead you to the next point.
And guys, I vouch for her, because I tell you, not just because she's my fiance, but it's because it's the truth. She is very, very excellent in what she does. She is a professional, though, so, you know, don't take her complimentary free stuff for granted. I mean, this is a business. This is what, you know, I wouldn't come to a barbershop and sit in a chair and with a bald head. You know what I mean? I'm not going to play with your business. And so I'm saying that, but she is definitely worth what her value is incredible. She's very fair and she's very good. I think she sometimes doesn't realize how good she is, but she's extremely good, and she helps get you results. She's a what they call a think partner. She actually helps you think.
Yes.
And I think it's important, because she's helped me to think, and she's helping me to understand business and marketing a lot better, because I'm the technical guy. You know, I'm the technical, you know, IT kind of behind the scenes, put it all together. I'm like, what do you want to do? Give me the script and I'll go do it.
Right.
But there's a lot of nuances that I didn't really realize, that actually I had to fail through to learn. But having you as a coach, honey, it helps me to be able to, you know, dig into certain parts, learn different things, be coachable, right? I know I'm not always coachable, but most of the time.
Most of the time,
you
are.
She's laughing at me. So, but you guys, you definitely want to get in touch with her. How can I get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me. You can go to Iona Garrett. .com, and that's Iona Garrett.com, Garrett. You can go there. You can send me a quick message if you like. You can also find me on all social platforms, at Iona Garrett on Instagram, also at Iona Garrett on Facebook. I'm even on Twitter at Iona Garrett, so you can find me. Pretty much just type in Iona Garrett and I'll come up everywhere.
She's definitely online.
I'll come up everywhere. So you can definitely reach out to me.
In a good way.
Yes, I would love. Yes, in a good way. Ooh, yes, let's clarify. So yeah, reach out to me. I'm excited to hear about your projects. I'm excited to hear about your passion projects and anything that you need help with. I'll be more than happy to point you in the right direction.
And she's all over the world. She's known all over the world. A lot of people don't even realize it. And I'm just proud of you. I'm proud of what you're doing. I'm proud that you are now stepping out and taking a jump and growing wings on the way down.
Thank you.
You know, and it's good to have you on the show again. I got to get back on Success Stalkers.
Yes.
And
we're relaunching Success Stalkers.
Yes, yes. And we're putting together a podcast eventually Matter of fact, we're actually working, it's in the works, and we're going to be talking to couples and relationships.
Yes, so we're looking for couples. So hey, anybody out there listening, we have we have something really cool in mind that we're going to be doing to interview some amazing couples on how you guys have managed to stay married for so long. So if you're interested in being a part of this project, you know, reach out to Fred or myself, and we'll be more than happy to give you the details a little bit more. That'll be coming for early this. If not later this year, it'll be definitely early next year.
Yeah, it'll definitely be before or after we get married. We're working on that right now.
Right.
We're working on that. And then, of course, if you are a type of person who is trying to learn how to be coachable, trying to increase your communication skills, trying to deal with conflict and how to get along with people and how to go to a networking event and not stand in the corner and just throw your business cards. You want to just learn how to become a better person. I am a leadership trainer, and I have a group on Facebook called It's Time to Lead. I highly recommend that you come to that group, add yourself to the group, ask a couple questions, and I would love for you to join me at a lunch and learn, which I come and present these topics from John C. Maxwell's book that deals with communication, team building, personal growth, identifying your potential, how to deal with losses, and we do it in a mastermind format where we get together with you, we listen to you, and we learn, and we teach, and we help you to grow, make more money, be more profitable, and if you're a brand new entrepreneur, you will be so much more successful because you will be intentional as far as being a person who is very influential. Not an influencer, but an influential person.
Right.
A person that cares about people, who understands people, who knows how to listen, who knows how to present, communicate. I got you. Don't even worry about it. We're going to teach you these particular things, and I'm honored to be able to do this. So you can get with me at Fred Fitzgerald on my page. You can go to Studio 22 Live TV page. You can also hit me up in a messenger as well. And you can leave a message. You can pick up the phone and call 610-466-5461. And if you want to be on the show, if you got some topics that you heard and you want to talk, and you want to come on the show, if you are doing some phenomenal things, I would love to be able to interview you. We're looking for sponsors as well. We got sponsor spots on our show. The Studio22Live.tv podcast is back to season 4. And Iona Garrett, thank you so much for being here on today, honey.
You're so welcome. It's been truly my pleasure.
Yes. So what's for dinner?
You're taking your dinner, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm all dressed up, ready to go.
I gotta go, y'all. We're gonna go to a movie. What movie you wanna see?
I think I wanna go see Night School.
Oh, Night School's fun.
Yeah.
I heard it was fun.
With
that's Kevin Hart.
Tiffany Haddish and
Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna hashtag this show. We just mentioned your movie, y'all. So
yes.
Look out for us. All right, we're gonna go check it out. We'll come back. Maybe we'll come back with a reaction.
A review.
And a review of their movie.
That'd
be cool. So Fred and Iona will be back, all right?
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Have a great night. Talk to you guys later. And see you guys next week, same time, same channel, Friday night, 6 p.m., Studio22Live.tv podcast. Always positive, always on.
Studio 22 Live. Thank you so much for listening to Studio22Live.tv. We hope that you enjoyed today's episode. We strive to continue to add value to the lives of all of our listeners, and we appreciate you for giving us the time out of your day. Don't forget, you can check out the show notes and the resource links on our website and our Facebook group, Studio 22 Live TV. And you can also subscribe to our newsletter. You can give us a call if you got any questions or suggestions or comments. And please go onto our Facebook page and comment on the show. And when we go live on the show, please like, share, and share with as many people as possible. And we thank you so much for checking out Season 4 of Studio 22 Live.tv. Always positive, always on.